Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Today I talked to Washington County farmer Jim Cuddyback about his plans for the spring.
Taking a look at your schedule here this spring, when are you looking to start planting?
Well, definitely not till after April 11th for two reasons. One, I don't think it's going to be warm enough or dry enough till after then. And number two, if you've got federal crop insurance and if you have to replant, they cover you if you wait to start till after April 11th.
Do you have any idea of what the soil moisture is like?
I think the soil moisture in this part of the state is very good in the top, few inches to get the corn started and the soybeans started. I think that we're probably still short if you get down, into the 3, 4, and 5 foot, 6 foot levels. I think the corn and beans pretty well emptied that part of the profile last year, and I'm not sure that part's been replenished, but the tile lines are running, which tells us we've got pretty good soil in the top 2 to 3 feet. Pretty good soil moisture.
And what are you looking to plant this year?
I'll plant corn and soybeans. We usually run about a 50-50 mixture of corn and soybeans.
And are you farming close to here in Washington?
Yes, I farm basically about 5 miles west of Washington.
How many acres do you got out there?
I've got about 500 acres of row crops here, and then my son's got another 300 acres or so that we do.
Are you hoping for rain? Do you think it's going to be a different story than last year?
Well, that's something we never know for sure.
All right.
I think we've got adequate moisture to get us till about the 1st of June, and then after that, I think we're going to need some timely rains if we want to get a bumper crop this year.
Anything else that you're looking at starting this spring? Is there any kinds of special pesticides that you're going to have to use?
Well, not that I am thinking about now. This cool weather that we've had should be keeping most of the flying insects pretty well south of us yet, the ones that come up and lay eggs early, so that should help us with some of the early insect problems.
And so does the weather play a factor into what kind of chemicals you use then?
Well, as far as insecticides, probably, but as far as herbicides, probably not. As long as we get a somewhat normal planting period, we'll probably stick with whatever herbicide program we've used in the past.
How long does it usually take you to harvest? Or not harvest, but to
plant?
Yeah.
Well, of course, it depends on how many acres somebody has to plant. In our case, we'll spend about a week planting corn and about a week planting beans, give or take a few days, depending on how the weather is and whether we get rained out or not. But, some people plant a lot more acres than we do, and it takes them a little longer to, get everything planted.
Anything else that's on top of your mind heading into planting season here?
Well, it's going to be a little bit later. Corn needs a soil temperature of 50 degrees to germinate, and when I checked this morning, I think it's still 33 degrees is what the official soil temperature is down at the research station at Crawfordsville. So it's going to be a while before it warms up enough. I'm guessing that, it may be the 15th to the 20th of April before the ground's really warm enough to germinate corn. Things can change in a hurry, but right now the long-range forecast doesn't show very much warm weather for the next couple of weeks.
Well, we had a warm spring last year. When did you end up planting then?
Well, last year I planted my first sweet corn the 16th of March last year, and it was up by now. But you've got to remember, it was 80 degrees plus with 50-degree nights last year at this time of the year. And that was, probably 20 to 30 degrees above normal. This year, we're probably running, 10 to 20 degrees below normal for highs and lows. So it's just a lot different than what last year was. Last year was unusually warm. I think this year, I believe I heard that this year might be the coldest March we've had, for years and years and years in Iowa.
That was my conversation with Washington County farmer Jim Cuddyback. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.